Well, Nigel, give your assessment of that one. You're still in the hat.
Oh, brilliant. That was the aim at the end of, at the start of the day, being the competition at 5 o'clock, and then on coming in here on the back of two defeats. Although it hasn't felt like that, we didn't want to lose three games on the spin. So having gone 1-0 down early on, I thought we fought back brilliantly in the second half.
And so many changes as well, 8 changes you made to your side today.
It was so difficult. We just thought in the end that we'd have a better chance of getting a result with a fresh team. Maybe not as strong as we had at Spurs, but you know, a fresh team rather than a tired one, a first choice tired one today. But I think the two lads, Basham and Reid, who also played on Wednesday, were outstanding.
Was there a worry that you'd made so many changes that you could be so disjointed out there?
Yeah, of course, but we've got a tight-knit squad. Everybody trains together, and you hope that they're ready just to come in and do a job. And by and large, they did. We were hoping Flo Cavalier might be fit, but he just only had one training session yesterday and didn't quite make it. Young Conor De Mayo did well but struggled at times as well. But generally speaking, all the young lads, you know, we've got quite a few coming from the academy today. So I think it's a great statement for where we are as a club.
What did you say to them at the break? Because the first half was a little bit lacklustre, wasn't it? But the second half was very different.
Yeah, maybe we got the team wrong to start with. We started with three centre-halves. We just thought that was right for the personnel. Never really got going with it. Mark Howe was disappointed with the goal that set us back. Changed to 4-4-2 and we looked much better from that point on. No wingers as such till Jamie Murphy came on, which is interesting. Four sort of more central midfielders. But we just said we just need a bit more, you know. I think it was just turning towards half-time. We were just starting to get back into it. And then we started the second half well. I just think we created four or five good enough chances in the second half to get a win.
Diego de Girolamo got his goal. He's obviously, as we know, in considering a contract. We want him more money now, won't he?
No, I don't think that's the issue. He wants to know he's going to have a chance of the first team while he's playing the fourth round of the FA Cup today. Hopefully we'll get it sorted this week. You know, offers are there, but they won't be there forever.
He looks lively, though, didn't he, as well, I thought, today?
Yeah, I thought he got better as the game went on. Once again, it might be in the formation, but a little bit disjointed early on. But I think he got better as he went on. Had a good chance just before he scored, got kicked off the line. And it was interesting to see him and Michael Higdon up there. It's old-fashioned sort of big lad and a small lad up there. And they did well.
Just on De Girolamo, you said the offer won't be there forever. Have you put a time frame on it then?
No, not yet. But he's up in the summer, Diego. He's had the offer for a week or so. So we don't put too much pressure. We're quite relaxed about it. We just want him to come to the right decision and stay with us.
You had chances to win the game as well. Michael Higdon in particular, when the ball was rolled into him in the area.
Yep.
Anyone would have thought that was probably going to end up in the back of the net from where he was.
He finishes those in training all the time. That's his sort of finish. But he held the ball up well for us today. Allows us time to get the runners up there as well. So pleased with his performance.
I guess all in all, you have to say that the last couple of days have been a good couple of days for the Blades. 3 new signings, you're still in the hat for the next round, you've managed to rest some legs for Wednesday.
Yep, I think the last 5 or 6 days, I think after MK Dons where we were below par, I think everything despite losing at Spurs, good performance, we're in the tie for the second leg. We've got 3 signings in, very important players, we're looking to get another one in, and we're in the hat for the FA Cup 5th round, so been a good few days.
I guess as well now it's about getting those 3 new players bed in, isn't it? You need to get them training in with the side so they can compete for a place.
Yes, maybe 2 of them will have a game on Monday at Huddersfield in the under-21s. They probably need an hour game time. There's only Kieran Freeman who's available for Wednesday, and then hopefully they'll all be available for Swindon next Saturday.
He's available for Wednesday. Could he come in for Wednesday?
No, he won't. I don't think he'll come in, but it's another body if we do get any knocks in training.
How do you assess these next couple of days? And are you going to do anything differently leading up to what is such a huge game, isn't it? Because you're really in the tie.
We'll be doing, for the next 4 months, very little training, believe it or not. There's so many games now. I don't remember if we played now, 38, something like that,
yeah.
Is it?
Around only 24 in the league, though?
Yeah, well, that's it, you know. 14 cup games. They've been good cup games. We're in both competitions, so... No, there'll be light training and preparing for matches. That's what it'll all be about for the next 3 months, just preparation.
And the treble is on.
Yeah. Let's try and get through the next 10 days, first of all, you know. Swindon's as important as the 2 cup games. But I thought our supporters today, we couldn't believe when we came out how many we brought. In between the 2 semi-finals, I think we've been told it's nearly 3,000 fans today. It'd be like we got a result for them, having come in so many numbers.
Any new knocks or niggles, any problems?
Well, Ben Davies is going to struggle walking for a few days. That's his first game of any sort for 3 months, yeah, since MK Dons. I thought he did well under those circumstances. One or two little things, but nothing major.
And any other business you're expecting to do anymore, or are you now just waiting for that striker possibly?
Yeah, we're still waiting for one if we can. Maybe 2 at the, you know, another one at the end of the window. But I think everyone knows who our priority is this week.